your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
The witches want to share their recommendations from all they've experienced this summer. From five stars to no thank yous. Get in on the latest shows, podcasts, movies, books, and services that are worth checking out. There are so many choices, we had to make this episode a two-parter. And now, your purveyors of good taste, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Welcome to another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. You have come to, or coming to listen to, the show that puts the W in witch.
You're going to say the D in dumb.
The D in dumb. The S in stupid. The H in...
horrible.
How the heck are you?
Yeah.
How did I get here?
How did I find this place? I'd like to introduce you to your podcasting hosts. It's the Good Witch, Shelley Majors.
Howdy ho.
I'm your bad witch, Lisa Brown, and then we have the man witch with two N's, and that is Daryl Brown.
Very nice to be here with these two lovely ladies today on this beautiful day. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Shelley came up with an awesome subject for a show, and I'm going to go ahead and let her tell you about it.
This show is about recommendations, and I think we did a show similar to this before, but I wanted to do something current and something similar because we, Lisa and I may see each other four times a month, tops, and Daryl and I see each other probably twice a month, tops. And they're always doing so many things and hearing so many things, and we both are surrounded by young people in different ways, so we get introduced to new music and shows and whatever. And pretty much everything I wear, I bought from Lisa's shop. Pretty much anything I listen to or hear, you know, she is a big influence on me. And now that I'm like kind of on my own, doing my own thing, I'm like, well, now what do I do?
She's so lost.
I am so lost. But I wanted to talk about, before we get to any of the recommendations, one of them being products. What was the last thing you guys bought, like a physical, tangible thing or a service?
Go ahead.
That isn't groceries or something daily.
Well.
My wife just yesterday made a huge purchase. Huge.
No, it wasn't a big purchase. Here's the thing. I have been suffering with some really, really bad back kidney pain, and I needed the night before, and it's been coming and going for about a month, but two nights ago, it was so bad that I couldn't sleep. And, I'm almost in tears bad. And so Daryl, I was like, do we have a heating pad? And he's like, no. But he took a hot, rag and then put it in a Ziploc.
And microwaved. Warmed up a wet rag.
Yeah. That sounds nice.
In the microwave and then put it into a, sealed, Ziploc. Yeah. Sandwich, not a sandwich bed, but a freezer bag.
Yeah.
And rolled it in a towel. So I made her like a makeshift, heating pad.
Yeah. And he just held it on my back until I fell asleep, which was really, really nice. But I feel like that probably shouldn't be something that he does every night.
Yeah. And so. It does sound good.
Yeah. So, I ordered from Amazon and I wanted it right away so I could have it for last night, but I didn't like think about it until yesterday at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I ordered a heating pad, but in order to get my $16 heating pad, I had to order $25 and stuff.
Okay.
So I also ordered paper towels and Ziploc bags.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it was the weirdest filling package.
I'm like, yeah, but why pay shipping?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it wasn't even, it was, it would come right away.
Yeah.
That's what she wanted.
That's the deal.
That's what I wanted. Yeah. It wasn't the shipping thing, because I could have got it free shipping the next day.
Right.
But I wanted it like then, and they said I would have it by 5 o'clock. And awesome. It was like, yay. And I needed paper towels and Ziplocs anyways for work. So
done.
That's the last thing that I
ordered. You got a squishy package. So was that today? And you haven't tried it yet?
It
showed up, it showed up last night.
It was great. I mean, my back still hurts really bad if I don't have it on, but it's very much soothed when it is on.
But you slept pretty good, right? You slept
I slept throughout the night, and then I got too hot this morning, and instead of just turning on the air conditioning, I turned off my heating pad, and then I was in and out for a long time because I was hurting too bad to go down and turn on the air conditioning.
Yeah.
So it was dumb. But anyways, it does help when it's on. So,
oh, good. Yeah. I hate that feeling when you're hurting so bad or you're so sick and you're just like, if this one thing would give me comfort, but not enough for me to actually go do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it was funny because I was still in bed when you had wrote me about food.
Yeah.
And you're like, do I have any seltzers? And I was like, I'll ask Daryl. And it took a while because we still were in our separate rooms.
Yes.
And I was like, I just can't. And so I called him.
Yeah, and I'm
they have those. This should be a product thing that we do. They have those refrigerators where I think you can see the inside of them.
Yeah.
And then you have it on your phone. So if you're at the grocery store, you're like, oh, I do have eggs.
My friend Ann has one.
Those are pricey.
Is she a Rockefeller? Cool.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's called Ann Rockefeller.
Yes. Is she some sort of train mogul?
This has nothing to do with the story, but an interesting story nevertheless. Her mom or her grandma. She lived with her whole family lived with her mom and grandma. They have a very big house that was her grandma's.
Okay.
Her grandma has now since passed. But when her grandma was still alive, they let a cousin live with them.
Okay.
So he came in, and apparently he was a big druggie and doing like a lot of drugs and being awful and horrible. Then grandma died. And then they're like, well, you got to go, cousin, because you're like not good for the kids. And it was only grandma who let you here.
Let you in.
And this and that. And he got mad. And he set the house on fire.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, this is a story.
Well, and you can stay.
Yeah, thank you.
No, so, and the thing that was really, apparently he's, this is the bad, I mean, it's all bad, but thank God he didn't know. All the kids and her were at work and school.
Yeah.
But the mom was home, but she just happened to be taking a walk.
Oh.
Thank goodness. But he stabbed his dogs.
Oh, God.
I know. And he was in the house.
Yes.
And, he burned, but didn't die.
Yeah.
And long story short, they got a really big settlement for the house, and that's how she got this refrigerator.
It takes a while to get there.
It,
it does, you know.
Yeah. It does take a while to get there.
I don't want it that badly.
No.
unless the house burns down, I don't need that refrigerator.
I was just seeing if it had been invented, because if not, somebody should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chad wanted one, my son-in-law, but.
Yeah.
Please tell me that that kid is being taken care of in a facility somewhere.
I'm going to have to it's been a couple years, and I know that he was in jail. I think that he was out. I don't know if he ever went back in. I don't remember, but I'll get back to you on that. I'll ask her.
That fridge is so luxurious. He could probably live in one of the drawers.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. With a crisper.
I think that he should have got something just for killing the dogs, because that's horrible.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
and the sign of mental illness and dangerous and violent tendencies and all that.
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah.
Ooh, that went from a fun refrigerator to a really sad story.
Yeah. Let's get back to the fun stuff.
Everybody lived except for the dogs.
Okay, well, back on the purchasing thing.
Yeah.
What did you just buy?
I you know, people know me, I collect guitars.
Yes.
And I just purchased another guitar, and I got a really good deal on it. Had to do some cleaning up on it and stuff, but it came a guitar, an amp, a cord, and a strap.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you got the whole package.
On Marketplace, yeah.
How come, Daryl, that you had to clean up the guitar?
Well, once I got it and I got it into the house, I'm like, ooh, huh, little dog pee-pee on the guitar.
Little dog.
So it kind of ruined the, I guess it said it came with half a leather strap because
it was near new.
I had to take the one off. But no, after I got it waxed up and cleaned up and everything, it's a really nice guitar.
It was kind of your birthday present.
Yeah, birthday present to myself. Yeah.
Yeah, it was mountain money.
My uncle gives us mountain money when we go up to Dillon.
Yeah. And they're out walking around.
Yeah.
It cannot be used for bills.
It's so funny because I don't, and that's the thing. Even when he gives us stuff, he goes, do not use this toward, I don't want it back because we pay him because he gave us some money to get our car. So we pay him. He goes, I don't want it back. He goes, all I ask is, you don't, use it for bills or anything. So I took a picture of the guitar and sent it to him. And he's like, oh, nice purchase.
Yeah. Guess what I use my on?
Bills.
Yeah.
That's my Lisa. I won't.
Just send him a picture of the water bill.
Yeah, there you go. He didn't even pay this. No.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Yeah, the water's expensive this time of year.
What's the last thing you bought, Shel?
It was at the dollar store. It was yesterday. I needed face wipes, which are like a third or a fourth of the price at the dollar store.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really just like wet wipes for your face.
Pretty much, yeah.
And I needed some headbands because I'm growing out my bangs to look like my cousin Sammy's. And then I'm going to cut the bottom. So the front will be longer. The back will be shorter. So the opposite of a mullet. And it'll be really cute. But with that being said, when I'm working, I don't like hair in my eyes. It just drives me crazy. I can't live that way. So I got some headbands, and some of the 80s headbands were back. I think one's in my purse. But it's like the ones that look like little Vs all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
That it clips in the thing. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like it just slicks the whole thing back like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that, and I'm excited to get my hair cut so I don't look like a sister wife. But so I did the dollar store thing, and guess how much I spent going in looking for a headband?
$22.
$36.
It was actually only like $15. It wasn't bad. But I ended up getting a little Halloween desktop thing, with potions and creepy Eye of Newt and this and that. Because I love shit like that. I don't know why.
See, that's the thing. The dollar store fucking gets you.
It does. It's like
you're going in for a couple of things. Next thing you know, pardon me?
Oh, my gosh. Take out a mortgage for Five Below.
Right. Oh, God, I know.
My mom and I went to visit Shelley at her new job, Babes, which was awesome. But I forgot to tell you and stuff. My mom said to me, and I was thinking it, and she said it out loud. She goes, do you have to wear braids to work here? Everybody had their hair in braids. So
it was a weird coincidence because usually we do have to wear our hair back because we're serving food. So I usually wear a bun or a ponytail, or that was the first time or second time that I wore braids there in 3 months. And it just was a weird coincidence. Everybody else was on the same page.
It was so cute. They all look like little Holly Hobbies.
They were getting ready for Oktoberfest.
That's what it was. They're like, I don't know what that is.
There's a gorgeous young girl there that bartends there. Her name is Paige. And she always dresses really cute. She's just a really attractive young girl. Anyway, she wears braids, 50-50, let's say.
Uh-huh.
But she goes, oh, you wear braids too today. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, except for my braids make people want to order Wendy's.
I thought you looked cute. But it was really cute.
All right. Okay. So that's what we all bought lately. What are you in the market for? Just like a thing. What are you buying next?
You know, I was looking at my Amazon, like what
wish list.
Yeah. And the thing that I mostly look at are games and nail polishes.
Yeah.
That's
you like
it.
What you like.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like,
yeah. That's
nice.
I don't need anything really.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like I spend any extra money that I have, which is kind of a misnomer, extra money, whatever that is. But it's, I've been looking so hard for the perfect work shoe, so actually I spend extra money to go to the place where I make the money to get the money to get the thing. But, I just keep asking everybody, what's your favorite work shoe? I'm talking to nurses, I'm talking to restaurant people, and everybody has a different answer. And it's like, I just want to know what to save for.
I know a lot of people say Danskos, but they're so freaking ugly.
They're ugly. And there are days when my feet wouldn't even care. I don't care what's down there. Just get me through it. But I've heard Kizik's. I've heard Hoku's or Hukos. Hukas. And
maybe if you just smoked a hookah, your feet would feel better.
Hukas help with everything.
Yes, but I've been doing so many searches for it. I get this company keep popping up that sounds really promising. And they're not terribly ugly. And they look, they're speaking my language, but they're called Snibs. Oh. S-N-I-B-B-S. Oh. And it looks like they're marketed towards restaurant people. And they're like, look, here's the deal. If you don't like it, we'll give you your money back and find the shoe that you want.
Oh.
And, you know, we'll do all of that stuff. But also, they're like, don't buy a running shoe. You're not an athlete. You might be standing on your feet for 12 hours in the same 4x4 space.
True.
You could be a chef. You could be on the line. You could be on the thing. Mm-hmm. This is not a sprint. We need to take care of people that are on a concrete floor.
Yeah.
That aren't going anywhere.
Right.
Or, you know, I may do 20,000 steps a day or something like that. I'm guessing, probably not. But it's the same back and forth situation. So anyway, if anybody has any recommendations, I am listening.
Get yourself a good black Skecher.
Yeah, I do love Skechers, but they make my feet feel like a bag of dicks. They're not supportive. They're not orthopedic at all.
Hairdressers might be a good person to ask.
That's a great idea.
You know, a lot of hairdressers, they wear clogs.
Yeah, I've heard that's good. Or Crocs.
Yeah,
Crocs. And then you get the skid resistant thing too, which is good.
I do also something I need, but I can't afford. I mean, I can, but I don't want to. And I just bought it, but I don't like what I got.
Okay.
I need moisturizer.
Oh, yeah.
For my face.
Always.
And I just bought some, and I don't like it because it has sunscreen in it, which doesn't ever really dry. It's nice to have the sunscreen.
But it looks shiny all day. Yeah, and it smells funny to it.
So and it also kind of leaves like a residue on my face.
Yes.
And so I didn't realize that when I bought it, but it was also like $30, and I was like, like, just use it, Lisa, but I hate
following. Anybody with some good moisturizer recs that isn't in a pyramid scheme, we are listening.
Even if it's cheaper, it's fine, too.
Yeah, and my idea of cheaper for nighttime moisturizer, I will pay less than $20.
I need daytime. I have nighttime.
Okay.
And stuff need daytime moisturizer, and I'd like to be less than $20, but less than $25 would be okay, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want one of those daytime sunscreens that are, like, tinted.
Oh,
not a full-on foundation, but a little dewy glow.
Yeah, that's nice.
I want a dewy glow.
Mary Kay used to.
I want something that's not going to stick in my beard so much.
I want plastic surgery, $25 or less. I want Botox.
I'm just looking for a steering wheel cover for the car because for some odd reason it's wearing on one side kind of weird,
weird.
I don't like it. And the car's not that
you're
old.
White knuckle driver.
Well, I think Lisa rubs her thumb on it.
That sounds like her.
But it's
it does.
No, it's in a weird patch. So I think she has nervous habits.
I do. Yeah. So
she always is fidgeting. So I think she rubs her thumb on it.
I could.
Yeah.
I figured this out the other day because I was like, wait a minute. This is,
it's too much rubbing. It's like grinding your teeth.
But, you're sitting there listening to stuff. So she has to always be doing something. So
I need a fidget spinner. But I probably shouldn't be using a fidget while I'm driving.
No, but you're a thumb rubber.
But that's good.
Do you know who has a nice steering wheel?
Who?
Heather No Thumbs.
Oh, yeah, she does. It's all four. But I've been doing a lot of I'm trying not to use our oven as much. So we got our Emerald fryer that Little Santa got us.
Yeah.
I have got that thing dialed in now. I'm doing everything in it. And it does. It takes less the time to heat up and it doesn't heat the whole kitchen up. But now that winter's coming, I'll be wanting we'll have that extra heat. But I need an electric frying pan.
What is? You just like on the stove?
It's like one that's set on the countertop, electric frying pan. You know, we had one, but I got rid of it. And I need to get another one because I've been wanting to make some fried chicken.
And you can't do it on the stove top.
I don't like, we have a gas stove.
Right.
And the grease, you can catch fire very easily with a gas stove. So I want it's separate so I can do it on the countertop.
That makes sense.
I would like everyone to take note that today is the day that Daryl became Captain Safety.
Yes.
Especially about fire safety.
Yes.
You got a fire.
Seriously, when today's did that the happen? Day. Today is the day.
But because I've sometimes when I'm doing bacon, it'll do the same thing. I did some bacon I didn't want to change the subject, but I made this hamburger the other night, and it probably was like a Griff size hamburger.
Oh,
huge.
Dang,
I just put the whole meat on out on the grill, but I did it on my flat griddle. So I did that, and then I'm like, ooh, I got some bacon. So I did the bacon out on the griddle.
Yes.
I'm sure I drove the neighbors crazy because you could smell it. Oh, it's like, popcorn in a school. Remember when they do that? But this here, I totally said, you got to come outside and smell this. She barely got out the back door, and she's like, oh, my God. Yeah. I'm like, isn't that intense? But
yeah.
That's going to be my new metaphor for when somebody is really hot or delicious. I'd be like, he is just like popcorn in a school.
Or bacon on the griddle.
Bacon on the griddle.
Got popcorn in a school. Yeah. Bacon on the griddle.
That's right. Come you're on, like mama, one of those the cartoons that follow their nose and their feet are floating behind him.
I am laughing so hard about Daryl's fire safety because, not to go back
name
to that.
Name the guy that lit himself on fire.
Well, no, but I would the times. Other night he was, we were, he has a chimenea that he likes to put stuff in, and we've talked about this before. He puts wood in it, but he makes it go so high that the flames come out of the top of the chimney. Mm-hmm. Well, right behind it, we have pampas grass that's really dry.
Yes.
And I was like, do you move that when you build a fire? And he's like, no. And I was like, he could set the whole house on fire because of that pampas grass.
I spray him down before I even start a fire.
Still, seems very dangerous.
It's fine. They're trained well. Fine. The pampas grass goes, ooh.
I think Daryl would rather have the house than the insurance money.
I think. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true, too. But I think that he just, sometimes he just wants to,
he's impulsive.
You just think my wife she just thinks I'm out to scare her all the time.
No, I think that, if I say something, you just do something different to spite me.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
That happens too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to.
I have to.
It's okay not to get bacon grease on the stove.
Because I'm Mr. Safety.
Because I'm Mr. Safety.
But the pampas grass is fine.
Right? drop, and roll, pampas grass.
What does Smokey the Bear say the fire safety is today? Light him up.
Light him up.
Light him up.
Okay.
Hey, that was a good intro.
Yeah, there that was a heck of an intro. Yeah.
Stuff. We're going to be right back with recommendations.
I like it. I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's loving, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Hey, welcome back, me witches.
We are really excited about this show because we get to talk about things that we like. And we can't be wrong because it's an opinion. But I always love listening to you guys and listening to my friends and hearing what's new. Like I said before, Lisa inspires me to listen to and watch and do so many things that maybe I wouldn't have known about, especially always working with young people. They're like, oh, I'm going to this concert. I'm like, well, happened after 1975. I'm not interested. I don't know. And so they teach me new music. And also working in Golden, we have a lot of tourists there and also people going to Red Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
They come before Red Rocks. And I'm like, what are you seeing? And I guess there's some really popular Christian rock bands and all this other stuff going on because I'm completely out of touch. So we're going to recommend things to each other and we'll give them a rating of stars because I thought about the Black Cats thing. That's just kind of dumb.
Black Cats.
Yeah. I said we could rate them like 1 to 5 stars, but instead of stars, we could say Black Cats or something because we're so witchy. And that just sounds hard.
I give that 4 Black Hats.
Yes. Oh, exactly. It sounds like a top hat.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Can I do say something about recommendations?
Please.
You're going to laugh about some of mine because you've given me so much praise, so that's going to come. That'll come into fruition.
Okay.
But also, I was really, really disappointed the other night because nobody did recommend this to me. I didn't know that Wynonna opened for Little Big Town at Red Rocks the other night.
Whoa.
And tickets on Groupon were only $45.
Shut up.
I was so...
We could have seen Wynonna and her big red beaver.
No, wrong Wynonna. Oh. But, and it's brown. And, I mean, I don't know what her beaver looks like.
Probably. Statistically speaking.
But she does have red hair.
That's what I meant. She's got red hair.
Anyways, so please remind me that you can get tickets on Groupon. And,
oh, yeah.
And yes. So bummed I missed
that. Would have been a good one.
I do like Little Big Town too, but I love Wynonna and she is a legend. Awesome. And even before I liked country, I liked her.
Yes,
and
that's great.
I wish I would have been.
She was country before you were cool.
That's right.
True.
And she's kind of the black sheep of her family. Could you imagine if your mom is that hot and your sister's that hot and you're like, she's a pretty good looking lady.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Dog poops.
The funny thing is, she's got the best sense of humor, too.
Yeah, she does.
She must.
She really did have a great sense
and
of humor.
And both her mom and her sister are cuckoo pants. So.
Yeah, they are little special.
That is Little Big Town, the one that sings On the Pontoon?
I don't know. They do sing Girl Crush, which is one of my favorites.
Are you winking at me?
Girl Crush.
All right.
Hate to admit it.
That was pretty good.
Thank
you. Pretty good. Okay, so that is a recommendation. Let us know when there are concert tickets.
Yeah, good shows come
on
up.
Sale.
They
or
don't,
bad.
You know, we don't listen to we listen to country, but Lisa, when she's not with me, listens to nothing but her podcast stuff.
Yeah.
So the only time she listens to radio is when she's with me. Because at work, she just has a Spotify or something playing over. So she doesn't get commercials. And same thing with when I used to listen to BPI, I don't get any metal, rock stuff coming through town.
Right, yeah.
And there's stuff that comes, Oriental always has great shows, this and that.
Oh, totally. Except. You know?
Yeah. You know, and then just weird stuff comes. And I'm like, damn, that show was last night. I see it on Facebook or something. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, all my friends went to this show tonight. So, yeah. So kind of give us a clue.
I wonder if we could get signed up for something.
I finally got on the Orientals.
Oh, cool.
Okay, the Oriental Theater.
I used to get Red Rocks emails, but I don't anymore. So I guess I should re-sign up for that.
Okay, well, pretty much a given. If it's at Red Rocks, it's 150 plus.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, this was at Red Rocks, and it was $45.
I wonder if it's at a day of show thing, kind of like your friend's Broadway deal.
You know, I don't think so, because my friend Bailey got tickets for her whole family because they were so cheap.
Wow.
And she's also 19, and she doesn't have any bills.
She's adorable.
I know, she's
so cutie.
Cute. I was like, how did you afford that? She's like, $45, Groupon.
Okay, recommendation.
Yeah.
So that is a good one. Are you good there?
I'm good.
Okay, so I wanted to start with documentaries.
Yeah.
Because that's probably what I listen to or watch the most.
Uh-huh.
And we also have this in common. So we've slowly but surely, this all kind of came together, I think. So when I got the idea 2 days ago or whatever it was for this episode, I was watching a 2017 documentary that CNN did, of all people. I didn't even know that they did this, about Prince. And it was called Prince End of Days or something like that. And it's 6 episodes. I watched half of one of them because time and life.
Yeah.
Time, life, books. But anyway, I was like, oh, I want to watch this whole thing and then, you know, recommend it or not recommend it or follow up. Well, time, whatever. So anyway, as I was going to sleep, the Trainwreck series, you know, on Netflix, they have, it seems like a dozen of them now. And I want to tell you which ones I've seen and we'll see which ones that we've seen together. But I watched Project X last night because I wasn't sure what it was about.
Uh-huh.
And what it's about is this girl in the Netherlands puts out an invite to her birthday party at her house. And instead of private to her friends, it was public on Facebook.
No.
And so I think it was 2012, 2013, something like that. And the movie Project X had just come out, which I hadn't seen, but they showed clips of it. And it's like all those terrible, disastrous house party movies that you see with sisters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, the car's in the swimming pool and shit's blowing up and, you know, the house is ruined and the kid's life is ruined and everybody goes to jail. And so
risky business,
weird science,
exactly.
Yeah.
Weird
science,
all of those.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good, clean fun, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it gets out of hand, and she's saying, you know, at 300, 600, 900, 3000, you know, everybody's RSVPing for this party. So
is she a kid or an adult?
She's 18,
okay.
Let's say, maybe 16, 17, 18,
okay.
Let's say, high school.
Okay.
And so she takes it, good question.
Mm-hmm.
She takes it off and she's like, oh shit, this could be scary. They call the cops just in case 4 or 5 days beforehand. You know, this got a little wacky.
Mm-hmm.
Just be in the area in case something happens. I'm going to have a few friends over for a kegger or whatever. Well, anyway, somebody who had found out about the party, and this is, you know how small all the European countries are and stuff. So from all over the Netherlands.
Oh,
you know,
God.
People are like, heck yeah, we're going to Myrthe's house or whatever.
Yeah.
So somebody creates a new event about it because the address was on there. And, you know, it's just in the thousands. So anyway, they're not leaving their house. People are showing up. It's starting at noon. And, you know, everybody's just getting drunk on their lawn and just thousands of people are coming and then, you know, throw on alcohol and it's terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have a theory. So I hate cringe in general, but I love The Office. The Office is entertaining, it's smartly written, et cetera, et cetera. The Trainwreck series is called that because
it's cringeworthy.
You can't take your eyes away, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping, and I'm not saying this to sound sanctimonious or I'm better than anybody else, because I'm entertained by that shit.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also terrified by it, and I want to analyze it for 5 more hours. So anyway, God forbid, the girl gets a phone call from the police or her dad or somebody that two young girls died outside.
Oh, my God.
Everybody broke into a convenience store, and they're stealing cigarettes and stealing all the things and stealing booze. And there's a camera crew there. There have been camera crews there all day long. The media was there. And they're filming stuff. And then the people that are looting say, oh, my God, they have us on tape. So they attack the camera guys, and they barely get away with their lives. And in any case, I want to say, some of them are very, very good. It seems like the ones that I've seen are like mob mentality, crazy, shitty things. And when Lisa and I were at the Boulder Mall Crawl and felt the power for the first time, and hopefully the last time, of a body of people being a power that you can't control.
Yeah.
And that they can't control. It's not like somebody can see you in trouble and be like, hey, everybody stop.
Yeah.
You know, it's so terrifying. And then to see not only the physicality of it, but the mindset of, well, shit, it's anarchy now.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have martial law and we have this and that. And I understand, which we had another documentary that I saw recently that was very good that you guys should watch, is the Katrina one.
Oh,
it just came out. But it's like, that was poorly done, and people were starving, and it was 8,000 degrees, and yes, there was looting and stuff. Mm-hmm. They were getting water. They were getting formula for the babies. They were doing whatever. I'm not saying that there wasn't some illegal activity, but the whole thing was a shambles. This was just vandalism and destruction and violence for violence sake.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I, you know, when people are RSVPing to this thing or doing whatever, I wonder, is it like, oh, I'm going to meet some cute boys. I want to be a part of the mix. I want to be on TV. Or it's subliminally, before the alcohol even hits, are they like, I want to fuck shit up.
You're going to go fuck shit up. Yeah.
You
That's
know?
What's crazy.
Or how is that going to look when we flip the car and it sets on fire? Anyway, long story short, it's really well done series. And I think it should be a psychological study of how to act and how not to act and how people get in a group.
Well, there should also be some, like, you should learn from this, obviously.
Yes.
But you should also have some kind of something in place for if it does happen.
Yes.
Because now it has.
Yes,
they kind of tried to get stuff in place, you know. But I bet you the police were like, this is your fuck up, you know. You know,
yes.
You kind of put it out there, so.
There just becomes a time, and depending on where you are, there is a number, and once you hit that number, it's out of your control.
Yeah. I would say, look what you're seeing on.
Yes.
Well, how many times have you heard somebody who's had a party and called the police on themselves?
Yes.
Well, me and
this is out of my control.
Yeah. Me and Tom Crowberry, when we were in high school, we threw a huge, it was a Gumby party. It was a 5-kager.
What made it Gumby?
We loved Gumby at the time.
Okay, I get that. But did you dress like Gumby? Did everybody bring Gumby?
We had Gumby posters up, and we're like, we come to the first annual Gumby party. It was funny.
Oh, that's okay.
So that was our thing. But yeah, we went through 5 kegs.
Oh my God.
And you know, this is back high school party when it was $2 to get in, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It got to the point, where it was out of hand that, we called the cops on ourselves.
I believe you.
And you know,
it's just unsafe.
And all we did, we went around the neighborhood and told everybody we were going to have this party. And I've talked about this before on the show, and all our neighbors were cool about it. And they said, just clean up whatever is left behind. Mm-hmm. So we did. We got everything cleaned up except one beer cap that was his mom found underneath the couch. And that blew the whole thing for us. But we finally ended up did come and clean with her. And we told her, you couldn't believe what a rager it was. And she goes, you had that many people in my house.
What was your punishment for that bottle cap?
Oh, God, that was a terrible summer for both of us. And I wasn't even her kid, and I was grounded.
So the Trainwreck series, we do want to watch the whole thing.
Yeah,
we only watched Poop Crew.
She watched the Poop Crew. That's one you were going to talk about, right, for your documentary? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And please do. But there's I saw Astroworld. Again, big crowd problem. Mm-hmm. People died and all of that. But I want to see Balloon Boy.
Yeah, because that was in Colorado.
That was in Colorado. Yeah. And then the Cult of American Apparel one was less cringy for me because it's just one guy being a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm into that kind of mind control stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just a sexy clothing line where they just brainwashed everybody. But anyway, it's Love and the Trainwreck. 5 stars.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Yeah, we just watched, we've watched a lot of documentaries, what we always do.
Yeah.
The ones that came to mind, we, and Daryl may talk about this, we watched Stans, which is about the fan base of Eminem.
Oh.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that's become a word in the Oxford
Dictionary
now.
Ultra fan.
That goes those nuts is called a stan now.
Yeah.
And it was okay. It was good. It was interesting, but I wouldn't.
How many black hats?
Three.
Two and a half.
Two and a half.
I give it a three. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
The one I was going to talk about, and it's just, it goes back to if we think we've got the guys, these are the guys we're going to get. Oh. We watched the yogurt shop murders.
Oh my God. That's so
and
terrifying.
Once again, lazy police people.
Yes.
They catch these kids. Yep. They think, because they were creek kids. Yeah. We hang out by the creek.
Uh-huh.
You know, so look, they didn't look like everybody else. Well, let's go ahead and these are the guys that did it.
When once again, saw two men in a car. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Once again, I have to say, these lazy police, they figure we've got these kids. They ruin people's lives by doing this.
I do think with that one, though, it could have been done in one episode. And
yeah.
I get that you make more money if you have 106.
Prolong it,
but it was too long. It was a little slow.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, but it should have been. So I give it about 2 stars
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I think it could have, okay. I think it could have been done in two shows, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad we talked, because uh-huh. I've always been fascinated with that case. And it's just so tragic and sad and terrible on all levels.
Yeah.
And I was kind of afraid to watch it.
No, it's not gonna.
It'll bring back memories of the Damien Eccles stuff like that. They put words in their mouth.
Yeah,
but they put
you in. You remember when you were there, and you remember you were in the parking lot, and you went in, and this happened. So the kid goes, "Well, I might have. Well, I did go in, but I left because I was scared. He was never even there."
Yeah,
you know.
And that's kind of the beauty of these things is that hopefully that stuff is coming to an end. Mm-hmm. But now that you know, information age and everything. But was that in the 80s or 90s?
It was in.
Late 80s,
early 90s.
Yeah, Austin.
I don't remember. That's how.
But you're right, Daryl. Like, I feel like, especially with something like that, where you're dealing with young girls and sexual assault and just such a crazy tragedy where you just can't trust anybody anymore. You just can't even sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
That they know that they have to put somebody away and they don't care who it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did also watch The Biggest Loser.
I saw that one too.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I would probably give it 4.5 stars. I thought it was great. It was only 3 episodes. I loved every one of them and I could have went for more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to see Jillian come in and say something.
Jillian didn't talk.
Yeah. On that. Yeah.
That was good. We also then watched, I can't remember what it was called, but the one about the Delphi murders.
Yes, you were telling me about
that. That's interesting. I watched the other ones before they caught the so-called perpetrator.
Yes.
Now they did, they do have somebody,
In
jail. He's not even in custody. He was convicted of the murders.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that's it. And it is interesting. I would give that one 4 stars.
I am making a list of things for me. This is what the show is about.
Yeah, and Poop Cruise was one of the train wrecks. I thought it was really super interesting.
I give it 2.5 turds.
I give it 5 stars. I thought it was really good. And
yeah, really well done.
The funny thing was, is this is how weird I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard Shelley and Lisa talking about it. And they're like, oh, God, it's just so gross. So the other night, I go, we got to watch this.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually the other day we were hanging out. So we watched it and everything, and I go, not as gross as I wanted it to be.
Right. I wanted to see pictures.
I wanted poop floating down by people's feet, this and that. You know,
I think the grosser part, I mean, even though that is really, really disgusting and unsafe and all that other stuff, I love food, and I think the only thing that would really compel me to go on a cruise is music and food.
Mm-hmm.
And the part of the major problem why everybody was freaking the fuck out was they were out of water, which is why the poop couldn't flush, which is why they couldn't cook fresh food.
No, it was because
and the electricity.
Everything runs on electricity. Mm-hmm. The pumps for the poopers.
But they didn't have enough extra water to like cook with and flush and all the other stuff. So they were talking about serving some sort of buffet where you guys have told me these marvelous stories of cruise buffets. And they had like wilted lettuce sandwiches with onion or whatever.
It was like onion, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. And I was like, I don't even like tomatoes.
Ruined it.
Well, and if you don't have electricity, it's all wilty and stuff.
Yeah,
so
nothing's cold. Yeah.
And they're just cleaning out the fridge, right?
Yeah. Guys, like, he was throwing stuff away. That poor chef goes, I had to throw so much stuff away because.
I thought that because they also said that, like, you know, everything was backing up and that it was overflowing and all the turds and, you know, that $4,500
through it.
I thought that they were wading through it, and then at one point, apparently the boat did kind of tip because when they were trying to pull them in,
yeah, the tugboat, yeah,
and that's what turned it over. All the poops broke loose, and I thought you would see it.
You know, this is the
other thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is what pissed me off, people. I worked in the construction business. If you're on a construction site, we did a lot of stuff. I worked for Lisa's dad. We did mobile home setups. We were out where there's no electricity, there's no running water, there's no bathrooms, nothing. I have pooped in a Home Depot bucket more than I could ever say. But these people were complaining. They gave us a red bag to poop in. I wasn't going to poop in a red bag. This guy held it for days, but I didn't poop in a red bag. I go, well, you're an idiot.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
If you gotta poop, you can do is poop in that red bag, tie it up, and out to nature. You know.
Well, you're going to get, what is that, when your poop gets all toxic? Or
yeah.
Whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
scabies.
All these people. All these people walking around talking about, I'm not pooping in a red bag.
One girl.
Dude,
she's like,
I would lose my dignity after 3 hours.
You'd see me in the hall.
One cup of black coffee and it's all over.
I'd be pooping over the side. Exactly. I'd be holding on to that side of the ship, acting like a seagull.
She's going to look like the chick from Titanic on the front of the book.
Yeah, except her ass forward. I'm like, hold me, Jack.
Everybody would go, oh, look, the man was sitting down pooping in a red bag again.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We're all in the same boat, literally.
Yeah.
Jesus, come on. But yeah. Okay. Well, the one guy, I kept my dignity and my father-in-law. You know, I didn't.
I think he wanted to suck his father-in-law's dick.
I think he
does. It was a little too close.
Well, yeah. And now they vacation every year together, but they have never gone back on a cruise. I felt sorry for the father and the daughter. We're giving a lot of information out, guys.
Yeah, you're going to watch it.
I felt so bad for him because, you know, that's all he wanted. And I love her. She goes, my dad's my best friend. And at the end, it does say they still cruise together.
Just not on Carnival.
Just not on Carnival.
So, gotta watch it. It's a good one.
Yeah.
But to our point of, okay, all these disastrous things happen. Can we learn something? Can we learn a thing?
Yeah.
Carnival, can you get your shit together? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so to speak.
They go, we did. It was on the floor. It was in the
And yeah. You have watched another train wreck documentary. Woodstock 99 was a train wreck.
Oh,
it was a train wreck.
Oh, that was a train wreck. Yeah. Okay.
Talk about more poop.
I have to look into that. I didn't know that was a train wreck.
I think it was the first one.
It could be.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, whether or not it was even titled that, it really was.
it really was horrible.
Oh, God. Anything with poop just grosses me out. I don't know why. But vomit and poop, I can't.
No.
I couldn't be a nurse.
Yeah, I wonder. I can't decide which one I like least. It's so rare when I throw up.
Mm-hmm.
It grosses me out because I'm like, I'm broken. You know what I mean?
What came out of me?
Exactly. Whereas once in a while, when you take a little poo-poo, you're just like, I feel better.
It's horrible.
I should have just had a little constitutional.
You feel good,
but
what have I done to myself?
Yeah. Funny.
Okay.
I had to pick one.
Yeah.
Documentaries, part one.
Recommendations for documentaries. So
good ones, guys. Yeah.
Are you writing this all down? Shelley is.
I am.
Yeah, I know. Okay. That's awesome.
Okay, number two is movies. And I very rarely watch movies because I'm now in love with documentaries and like to do the spurts and the series and the sequences and whatever. And like 30, 40 minute things or series. However, I did watch a movie the other night that I hadn't seen before and I was interested in watching. And it left Netflix a couple days ago. And so I'm like, oh no, it's leaving. I have to do it right now. And it was 2:00 in the morning or whatever it was. Bad Words. Have you guys watched it? It's Jason Bateman again. It's a 40-year-old.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah, it's so cute. So he hits a loophole.
I love
to
JB.
Be in the nationally televised spelling bee at 40 years old.
I did watch that. Yes, I did.
It's filthy. It's funny.
Oh,
it's
God,
unique.
I love him.
It's not a remake. It is totally original, and it has Katherine Hahn in it, who I love.
I love her, too.
And then Allison Janney, who I love.
Love.
And then this little...
he befriends this little Indian kid.
He's the best.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I did.
What? Yes, there's boobs. I mean, who doesn't
want to
watch? You were probably at work.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, remember our talk earlier about us being individuals? Let Daryl see some
boobs. We always have to do everything together.
I'm going to watch that without you.
It was great.
You said it.
Oh, my God. I give it 4.5.
So but yeah.
4.5.
Oh,
JB is the best. I mean, that guy can play anything, can't he?
He's such a dick in this. He is
really?
Just so
He seriously
evil.
Can. He was in one that it was he was a bad guy. I don't even remember what it... the name of it was, but he was an amazing bad guy.
He was the goodest bad guy. Have you guys seen any good movies lately? Or something to avoid?
I'm wanting to watch Happy Gilmore 2.
But you haven't yet.
I haven't.
So you can't recommend it.
I have, and I would recommend it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it as good as the first one?
Not nearly.
Okay, but it was still it was worth watching.
Yeah, and it was really, I wouldn't watch it twice, but it, and whereas Happy Gilmore, the first one, I've watched a dozen times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the second one, I think it's only on Netflix, and I thought they did a really good job with cameos and callbacks. And it was really fun. And Julie Bowman is still a smoke show.
Is it the same girl?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she looks great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, we got Netflix back just for that and still haven't watched it.
No, we got Netflix back.
Wow.
Netflix back. Sorry, I just glitched.
Daryl had a stroke.
We got Netflix back for Wednesday.
That too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Recommend. Yes.
Totally yes, recommend. Wednesday. I mean, even the second part is just as good as the first. We've only seen two episodes but it's so good.
What's her name? The little gal that plays Wednesday.
Jenna Ortega.
Just an incredible little actress. Mm-hmm. And just, I love it. She's so dark. And it's, they took the Addams Family to what it should be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the edgy. Original movie was good. Christina.
Okay.
Ricci. She's in it.
Yeah, but she's in Wednesday.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so, I mean, there's so many cameos and so many good people. It's so
it's
great.
On my list.
Please do watch it. We powered through the first season.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, now we're trying to go slow.
I'm like, I don't want to burn it. Yeah.
I love that.
As far as movies go, we haven't watched a lot of movies, but I haven't seen it, so it's hard, but I'm sure it's going to be a recommendation. I want to see The Long Walk so bad I can hardly stand it.
Yeah. Dude, we read that 40 fucking years ago.
I know.
And it's been made for a movie in our heads.
Yes.
For decades.
That's Stephen King, right?
Yes. He was under Richard Bachman.
Yeah.
He was
the Bachman books. Because he did a whole series. Yeah.
He did. Yes. It was a short story, but it was my favorite Stephen King that I've ever read.
So good.
It's so good. I know it's going to be so messed up. I mean, like, it's more mentally than scary.
Sure.
And
although sometimes I am afraid of taking a walk.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
But it's even worse when people have, you know,
and your shoes are falling off, and then your feet are falling off,
which would just happen in the first half mile for me. But anyways, I think it's going to be great. They're doing a sneak peek at the Alamo Draft House, and I really want to go see it. I think it's this weekend. So
yeah.
Anyways, just a thought. But anyways,
I think I have Saturday off. Maybe we could go after you get off work.
That'd be awesome.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay. I love it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's go back to shoes because of the long walk really quick. So while I was asking everybody about shoes, Skechers has a Hey Dudes ripoff.
Type of shoe?
Yes. Oh. And I asked about it because I'm very nosy about shoes right now. And I'm like, I really, really like those. Are they comfortable? Yep. Non-slip, the whole thing. And they have half sizes, which Hey Dudes don't.
Right.
Into Hey Dudes it.
Well, and Hey Dudes are also not non-slip.
Non-slip.
Uh-huh.
They're very slippy slip lips.
Slippity slap.
Uh-huh. Look, Daryl is showing our Patreon slippity slip shoes.
These have become house slippers now because I can't wear them outside the house.
Very
anywhere
expensive
else.
House slippers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the $65 bottoms are made out of slippers. Mazola.
Yeah.
They are.
Well, I wore them to Vegas on that when we went. It burnt the bottom out.
Yeah,
and
they're melting.
I busted my ass in the little convenience store.
Yeah.
Skechers.
Okay. Skechers. I'm going to look into those. I'm sure they're cute.
I'll get you back on track. So, recommendations. Music.
Ooh.
Music.
This is where this is funny. Because Shelley's giving me all kinds of like props about, I should listen to that. And I should listen to this person and stuff. And I always tell her people. And I think it's lovely. I get a lot of my recommendations from Daryl because he has a tendency to, I've said this before, he likes to play whatever he's listening to over and over until it gets stuck in my head and I love it.
Yeah.
And I don't do that. Like, I'll listen to the same song and then I'm like, but he listens to the whole album, which is awesome. Right. The funny part about that is lately, I've been listening to 70s and yacht rock, which is what Shelley listens to.
I love it.
And the only reason that happened is when we were on the way to Dylan, you get to the mountains and
you get to a certain point and your it fades
radio
out.
Station fades out.
Yes.
So Daryl goes, can you put on Pandora or something? And please not any of your lesbian music. I can't take it because I usually
I said no chick shit.
Okay, sorry. Same thing. No, because I do listen. And I mean, like, if it's with lesbian, I love it. Yeah.
No, I'm going to stand up for both of you here and say that he probably did say lesbian music. He loves lesbians. He doesn't like lesbian music.
He likes it. He just doesn't like one girl after another after another. Anyways, so I was like,
that's what he said.
Yeah. So I was like, I can either play Nickelback or Linkin Park or Ozzy. And so I play, I think I
did
put it on Linkin Park. And then when I got back to work, I put it on at work and it was like, bam, 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 yeah. And my clients were like looking at me like, you're crazy. So I just put it on the next radio station I had, which was Yacht Rock.
Perfect.
And I've kept it on since, which is hilarious.
Pina coladas.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, I like this room. Oh, I like this room. This song. I like this song. I like this song. So it's, that's been what I've been listening to.
It's a nice, peaceful workout.
Also, if you do want somebody to listen to who I like, and I've also, Bailey Zimmerman is really good.
Oh yeah,
it's, it's a boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he from American Idol or something?
Nope.
Nope.
Country?
He's country, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's on there.
Okay.
You.
Yeah, I've, well, of course, you know, with the Aussies passing and everything, my radio had been just totally flooded with nothing but, you know, Black Sabbath and Ozzy. Mm-hmm. But Maynard from Tool was, I got to sing at the Ozzy show, at the Black Sabbath show, and they had been playing that rendition of his, that he did. Then it starts playing some of his stuff. So it's old Tool coming back and old, what you call it? The other band he's with.
It's Perfect Circle.
Perfect Circle. Yeah. So I've been listening to a lot of that old, you know, and I forget just how freaking kick-ass Tool music is.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
good. I mean, his voice is incredible, but the musicianism of it. The bass player is one of, one of the main characters in this band and carries everything.
Yes.
But yeah, besides Maynard's voice. But so I've been listening to like a lot of old Tool again.
Yeah, I love it.
Tool again.
No, Travis was obsessed with Danny Carey, the drummer.
Yeah.
And so we went and saw them at Red Rocks and he would just play them all the time. And, you know, he was kind of obsessive like you in a way in terms of like, no, I don't want you to hear it. I want you to feel it.
Feel it,
I want you to, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so I'd listen to it over and over again and actually pick up different things each time. And it's so layered and so awesome how they, crescendo sounds like such a weird word, like such a Mrs. Lund word. But the buildup of that power is so cool. I'm with you.
Yeah. Great. So I forget. I'm getting the chills now because I'm like, just you forget. You know, when you go back, you're like, oh, my God,
and
that's right.
And you get lost in it.
Yeah.
My friend Steph, who used to, he dressed in femme and went sometimes by Stephanie, sometimes by Steven, would dress up as Stephanie and sing Tool at karaoke.
Yes. Oh, no, it's the best.
It is the best. Yeah.
It was my misfortune.
But, you know, the funny thing is,
I know.
Maynard a lot of times dresses up like a woman and sings his song. So, you know, it went hand in hand. So that's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay.
I've mentioned her before, but she just came up again in my musical history. So my drive to Golden is only 4, 5, 6 miles, if. And it's all kind of backroadsy, and it's very, very pretty, and it's really peaceful, and I like where I'm going and whatever. Anyway, so on my Apple Music, I have maybe, I want to say 7 songs by my friend Devin Ray, who I've mentioned here
many times
before. So it's Devyn space Rae, and she's in several different bands, but I just have her solo stuff. And it was, I always liked her songs, and to be fair, like her last EP that I was pushing, Heart of Soup, I bought it without hearing it just to be nice and support her. And then I started listening to it. Well, I'm like, what is this? It's sexy. It's sad. It's romantic, but it's not like baby making music. It's kind of all, but she's like, she has a different beat, like a different rhythm. It's just, everything's different. Well, I found out what it fucking is. It's great driving music.
Oh,
like it should be in a commercial, or it should be like you're on a road trip. It's just like open with possibility. And so I had to text her right away. I'm like, this is amazing. This is the best driving song I've ever heard. She goes, that's so funny. They, Spotify was making a like a road trip list, and they asked if that song would be on there. I'm like, nailed it.
It's so, I thought you were like going to say like indie or something like that's already, but I love that show.
It's,
like,
it's driving music. It's road trip music.
I want to get a hold of Subaru and do a commercial to your song.
It actually would be a good fit.
Yeah.
But anyway, the song that was called Little Things by Devin Ray, and oh. So pretty. But I also, that was the first time that I listened to her, and I'm like, I could totally hear Lisa singing this too. Oh. I think you guys have a very similar range.
I'd like to meet her.
Yeah. Oh, she's just super
fun. She's a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yes. She's a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they just recently moved to Idaho or Oregon or someplace like that. But in any case, everybody listen to Devin Ray. It'll make you happy. Even her remake stuff, if you follow her on YouTube or Facebook or Insta or whatever, is songs that I like Murder on the Dance Floor or Sweater Weather.
Oh, that's Deb Molinar's song. Murder on the Dance Floor.
Oh, she really did murder somebody.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
She created an accident with her sensual dancing
on
her wedding day.
That's hilarious.
But in any case, Devin Ray, that's my music recommendation.
Cool.
Yay.
Next
is podcasts.
Uh-huh.
Do you have one? Do you want to talk about?
You know, let me go ahead and finish a sentence. We should, I haven't been listening to anything new. I've been trying some new, I tried Red Handed. I tried Neighbors Next Door. That's a couple true crime ones that people had suggested. Couldn't really get into them. So I've just been catching up on I Think Not, which okay. is, Ellen Marsh's and Joey, Toronto. It's a comedy podcast about, they watched documentaries, but mm-hmm. TV ones that are like series.
Oh, yeah. And like
they pick a series.
2020 and stuff like or those type of things. But it's, okay,
let's say Trainwreck or whatever. Right. They'll take the whole series.
Yeah,
but it's a little different. Uh-huh. They make me laugh. Joey, they both make me laugh in a different kind. They go off of each other very well, and Joey really makes me laugh. And it's if you are sensitive to anything graphics descriptions, homosexuals, anything really, 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 really super left winged, that's probably not the podcast for you, or get offended easily.
Yeah, but they are a funny team.
They're a funny team, and they're both ex Broadway people.
Yeah,
so they sing and they dance. Well, they don't dance.
If you want to listen to it, get yourself a binky.
Yeah,
they might do really good improv, or they edit it well, because it sounds like they do a lot of fun things off the cuff.
Yes, they're at me, and they're doing a live show right now. Unfortunately, they're not coming to Colorado.
Oh man!
But he was just in Jesus Christ Superstar that Adam Lambert and Cynthia Erivo was in.
Wow.
And at the Hollywood Bowl, which I'd love to see. I think they only did 3 performances, and I'm hoping it goes to somehow I can see it on some kind of a TV thing. But anyways, you know who else was in that? John Stamos. I thought that was crazy.
Up.
I know.
Cut it out.
Cut it wrong.
Was he playing drums? But, Jesus Christ. Superstar.
Yeah.
I'm the drummer.
Who are y'all? What?
That was good for the video.
So, I just watched. I listen to I Think Not a lot. I would recommend Sword and Scale. It's probably one of the best true crime podcasts I ever listened to.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate the guy who is the person. Like, I would never do anything to support him because I hate him so much. But apparently I do because I listen to his stupid podcast.
Right.
I know he's kind of monotone, but he's a great detective from what I've heard. You made me listen to some of his stuff. And I thought, is this the one where the... Like everybody pitches into as a society
to? No, Bob Ruff.
Oh, Bob Ruff we like. Okay.
Yeah, I like Bob Ruff.
Why don't we like the Sword and Scale guy?
He is a misogynist. He's just not a good person.
He gives a lot of back rubs.
It's massage therapist, Daryl.
Well, that's on you to hate people that hate women.
Good God, Lisa.
I could give. I don't know if our
okay. So Sword and Scale 0 stars.
Yeah, it's a great.
You've
podcast.
Talked about it for years, though.
I know. I'm so mad that I like it.
That's
it makes me so angry because I hate him so much.
And that's when somebody's doing their job right.
It is. It's kind of like a Howard Stern thing.
Like, that's acting?
When
you
people
think
go,
he's really that guy, or he's trying to ruffle your feathers?
No. I think he does try to ruffle feathers, but I know that he believes in what he's saying. It's not a Howard Stern as far as, like, Howard Stern just overdid it.
Yes.
This guy, with his opinions are gross.
What is Bob Ruff's podcast?
That is called Truth or Justice.
That's right. That's a good one.
It is a great one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I sound like such a... self-absorbed. Hey, when do I get to talk?
Is it my turn yet?
Okay, Truth or Justice. Okay, so the podcast that I like that is new is, it's not new, but it's new to me, is Am I in a Cult? And you know how I feel about
that's Shelly's gig, man. She loves cults.
Yes, and this is why I really like it. The hosts seem fine, but just like that other one with the cults, with the Sarah Edmondson from NXIVM or whatever, these people were actually in cults. And so they know of which they speak.
You
know, I used to be in a cult.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, they kind of expand it to a way and look at it scientifically. But also the main thing, the meat of their program is that they interview people that escaped.
Okay.
And they literally had, and don't get mad about this, but they had, as just to investigate this, Mary Kay, like a Lululemon, like MLMs and stuff. But the male host, I believe, was an FDLS or like the heavy duty Mormons.
Oh,
you
know,
the sister wives, we don't pay taxes, we screw our kids. And
what's wrong with that?
I take umbrage.
I just meant the tax part. Just kidding.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Father Jeffrey said I could.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, that they interview people that in all of these types of organizations that they escaped from, and then the deprogramming, et cetera, that it takes afterwards to become normal, and then even talk to scientists and stuff about your actual brain chemistry that makes it, because you and I can look at something and go, well, that's dumb. Just like, you know, I don't understand why you're so connected to this person who is abusive to you and won't let you see your family and deprives you of sleep and all this stuff. There's brain chemistry shit that makes that happen.
I think that's one of the reasons why I need to watch more or listen to more of those podcasts, because I have such a hard time understanding why they do that.
Yes.
And so, would you like to buy any Mary Kay? Just kidding.
We need moisturizer.
And we have some LuLaRoe.
Yeah, I have some LuLaRoe in the back. No, but that I do, because I get really frustrated with people like that.
Yes.
And I know that it is a mind fuck, and I know I need to do it. So I'd like to dive into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A lot of the recruitment factors, and there's kind of like the Ten Commandments of cults, which maybe not look like a cult from the surface because it's not, you know, a church or this or that, but it's just, it's a mindset, or even it could be a person, a cult of personality or whatever.
Right.
And I just think it's fascinating. So anyway, it's a great podcast.
That's nice. You don't really have it listened to
anything. I do. Oh. I listen to this great, great podcast. It's called Good Witch, Bad Witch, because I listen to it four different times.
Before it even comes on the radio.
I do the editing, everything.
Do you get sick of
us? No, because I think we're fucking hilarious. And the funny thing is, I do. It'll happen at the weirdest times. I'm like, oh shit, I should probably edit a show. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
And he'll wake me up because he's laughing.
I'm downstairs laughing so hard because, I mean, just, I'm like sitting here now, I'm doing it live. I will listen this, probably start listening to it tonight or tomorrow to get it going. And I will laugh my ass off, you know, because silly little stuff, you know, you don't even notice it'll be a little chirp over here that you really don't catch it, you know, somebody's done. And, you know, but no, that I'm a big fan of us.
It is. I do. I still listen to it on the radio, first of all, because it gives us listens and it on the radio.
I want to hear what everybody else is hearing.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to envision what they're, you know, what they're listening to.
But a lot of times I do catch things that I don't catch live.
Yes.
Like maybe something you guys had said to each other, or Shelly talking under her breath, or I happen, because like I'll be reading when they're talking, and I hear it, but I don't hear it.
Right, yeah. You're preparing.
Yes, and stuff.
Those
subliminal
ones Shelly throws out there. Man, witch, eat a dick. You're like, wait, what did she just say?
It's funny. I mean, it's like, and Shelly's usually the one who will come up for me, who will come up with something like out of nowhere, like, and they stick in my head, like, you had one job to Fred
Durst.
You had
a responsibility.
Responsibility.
You had a responsibility, and you know, that Schindler's List
No, Schindler's List is still the best.
Not as funny as you think.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that that still sticks in my head. So, yeah, I love to listen to it. I'll actually be drinking coffee on my way to work, and coffee will squirt out my nose sometimes listening to ourselves talk. So, yeah, it's kind of funny.
I think it's really well produced. So, I mean, round of applause to Daryl and Paul for that. I think it sounds really good. And I'm always surprised. So, those of you that listen to the show, sometimes they'll sneak in little Easter eggs, like a song choice or something like that, that just bust me up. Like, you know, that doesn't happen.
We don't know it.
Yeah. See, I do. I put all the music in, and they know the theme song music.
The title.
But I'll throw in a song, you know, that I want to add to the show. And like I was, this last one that everybody listened to, Animal, I had told the ladies, I said, am I getting old? And they're like, why? I said, because I was going to put, I want to, you know, Fuck You Like an Animal by
Nine Inch Nails.
And I'm like, oh, I can't do it. We have sponsors now, this and that. So I get this cute little kids thing. A cow is a calf and a cat. You know?
I still haven't heard it because I don't listen until Thursday.
Okay, then I won't spoil the best part of it.
But so I threw that in there, but yeah.
It's gosh, that's so funny. So are you good with podcasts, Shelley?
Yeah.
So just I wanted to break a little bit. Our dogs are getting a little bit restless. They tend to after about an hour, and Fiona needs to eat her food. So we were thinking about making this a two-parter. So we're going to go ahead and leave you hanging and stuff. But next week we have five, I think, more.
And not to mention the wow.
Wow. More things to talk about. So we're going to wrap this up right now, and we will see you next week. Don't forget to expand.
What?
Don't forget to join Patreon. And also, like I said, listen, if you don't like the commercials, too bad. No, just kidding. Get on our Patreon because you can listen to it ad-free, and also get, if you're a $20 member, you can get it a day early.
That's right.
Yeah.
Stay tuned and stay witchy.
Stay bitchy.